Hey, this is Michelle, and you're listening to Words with Michelle, the podcast, a show where I sit down and have conversations with influencers on a range of topics, anything from natural hair, employment, discrimination, food, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. If you want to send me an email, hit me up at michelle@wordsmichelle.com. Thanks for tuning into another episode of Words with Michelle, the podcast. Today's episode is the first part of a two-part series about dating in the age of COVID-19. The topic of the show came to me as I'm a single lady, and I thought due to the pandemic and being on lockdown, I couldn't even dream of dating. Well, I was wrong. Today I have dating coach Dani Chang, and she'll talk about what it's like to date in the age of the coronavirus. Welcome to the show, Dani.
Tell me a bit about yourself, Dani.
All right, so I'm Dani Chang. I am a relationship YouTuber and also a relationship coach and public speaker. So my YouTube channel is basically about relationships, and not just about male and female relationships, but also about relationships with your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, and also your relationship with yourself, as I believe that's the starting point for any relationship that we have going forward. So I really hope that through watching my channel, people really do get to have, you know, a laugh, learn some valuable information, and just learn how to better understand and communicate with the important people within their lives.
So first things first, is it possible to date during a pandemic? Like, is it a good idea?
If it's a good idea, is definitely debatable depending on the individual that you're dating. But is it possible? Definitely. People find ways to do everything, girl. That's why they have those fines in place.
I guess what I mean is, like, okay, so say you're just starting out. Like, say you're totally single. You're not dating yet. Mm-hmm. Can you start dating? Like, if you're like want to find someone, how would you go about that?
I think that especially if you're one of the people who literally you are able to work from home, you really have no need or probably even want to leave your house at this time unless you need to go to the grocery store or do something very vital for your survival. I think in that case, obviously, that takes out a lot of, you know, spontaneous meetings, right? And that even being an option. But I think that definitely the online dating realm is something you can definitely hit up and try, because often you're going to be talking to someone online even before you meet them in person. And I think also a plus is that having only the online aspect right now might give you an opportunity to get to know that person a bit more, because the whole physical aspect is going to be out of it, at least for now.
That's right. Yeah.
So I actually think the online dating is definitely something people can explore, you know, get on the Bumbles, you know, the Tinders, I heard of one called Coffee Meets Bagel. I heard that that one's pretty good as well. And Hinge.
I never heard of that. Is that one local? Is that a Toronto based? I guess it's like international.
You know what? I'm actually not quite sure, but I've heard from more than one person. I've heard of that one. That wasn't one that I've ever tried when I went on my month of trying a bunch of different sites in August of last year. But definitely one that if I was in that position again, I would take a look at.
Okay, so you just mentioned that you did it before. You did like online dating. Can we talk about a bit about that? Like, what was your experience like online dating?
Well, definitely, honestly, I found it initially very exciting because number one, I was doing it to also like find someone, and also just for my YouTube channel. I wanted to do a video on online dating, and I thought, how can I speak on this topic when I've never personally done online dating myself? Wow. Because I was in a very long-term relationship, which was also a marriage for 7 years. Mm-hmm. So then after that, I was just kind of casually dating and whatnot. And I thought about, and people asked me, why haven't you tried online dating? It hadn't been something that occurred to me at the onset because I had never done it before. But then I knew so many people who had either met someone, gotten married, someone that they've met online. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know what? I think it's time to check this out. So I decided to try Bumble, Tinder, and Hinge. I found that definitely there are some douchebags, like, let's be real, right? There are some guys that are just like, yeah, you want to come over? Like,
yeah, I can imagine. I understand. Yep.
I got two messages now, which is like a good, I'm trying to think how many months later that is, like a good 7 months later, mm-hmm. two guys from that time frame when I was on it for a month, the month of August. I've had two guys that now have hit me back up.
Wow.
So you already know what that's about, girl. That's just the boredom and the wanting a quarantine.
That's something to think about. That's something that kind of relates to this then, right? Like, I mean, like, it's like, I think someone was talking about a lot of people want to talk to their exes right now. Mm-hmm. Because they're a little bored and they're missing a little something.
Yes, girl. Everyone wants that warm body right now because there's nothing else to do, right?
So what do you say about that? How about someone who wanted to talk to their ex? Just wanted to rekindle. What do you think? Is it a good idea, bad idea?
I think if your emotions are now out of it and you can truly detach yourself, and you have to be honest with yourself, if you can truly detach yourself from that person at this point, then you want to just get your ting, then go on, do your ting, you know, guy or girl, right? But if, no, honestly, because I know not everyone is the same, right? Like, I might say, like, for me, when I'm done with the ex, like, I'm done. Like, I'm done. Like, if I see you on the road, I'll say what's up, but like, that's about it. That's just me though, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm not gonna tell other people what they should do, but I think don't put yourself in a situation where you know at the end of the day you're gonna be the one that's hurt.
True.
And you're gonna be putting yourself through, you know, emotional, you know, mental stress for just some, like, a one night, two night thing, you know?
See, I'm a paranoid person in the first place. So the thing is, okay, I'm so paranoid. Because I'm thinking, okay, we're on lockdown, we're in quarantine, and I don't know where you've been. I'm not trying to get COVID-19. I'm sorry. No. But I'm paranoid. That's just me. I'm not saying anyone else is like that, but I know who I am.
I find that people are either on like super paranoid or like don't care at all. But honestly, girl, I've seen some things on Insta stories where I'm like, wow. I guess quarantine is not a thing for you because I've seen people literally chilling.
Really?
Yes, I have. Don't get me wrong. I don't think I'm super paranoid, but I also am not at that extreme either. I'd like to think I'm somewhere in the middle because I do, unfortunately, still have to go out for work. So that's, I'm true, close, true, to people either way.
Yeah.
And then it's not like I'm not seeing my boyfriend. So yeah.
I guess the thing is because I am single. So it makes it really easy not to see anyone because the thing is, my friends are either, some are working from home. I'm not working at the moment. So the thing is, I guess quarantine is kind of boring for me because I am single and I'm just at home, right? So, and I can understand if someone, you know, like the calling the ex thing, I totally understand. And no judgment with that because I'm like, you know?
Exactly, and that's what I say. If you know you can handle it, go ahead. But if you know that afterwards, you're going to think it's something and you're going to think you guys are rekindling or your feelings are going to be hurt, then why would you bother? You know, just hit up Amazon and, you know.
I'm not even gonna go there with that because I know someone who works at Amazon, mm-hmm. and she said one of the number one things that people buy, just think of what number one thing people are ordering.
It makes me laugh.
I'm like, are you serious? That's the number one thing. Number one thing. That's what the most common are, like dildos and stuff like that.
Yes.
Sex toys and whatever. I'm like, holy crap. Did not know that. That's interesting to know.
Oh, so. Yeah. And I'm not surprised because when people are, like, for instance, the reason why they keep, like, sorry, going off topic a bit, but the reason why they keep certain things like LCBO and things like that open, these are distractions, right?
Yeah.
These are distractions, things that people will keep people calm, you know? So yeah,
I'm not surprised. I guess I never thought about that. That's true. I guess the isolation does play a part in your mental, right? So I guess just having something to
do.
Yeah. That was really eloquent. That's true. To do that's all you need to say. That's, oh my god, that's hilarious. So because you are a dating coach, I wanted to ask you, what are some things that people that are in long-term relationships, what can they do to keep it spicy? Because now you're quarantined together. So I have two questions. One for people that are quarantined together who are long-term relationships, how do they keep it spicy? Because you're seeing each other 24/7 now.
Yes, especially if you're both at home.
Like, yeah.
I'm not even going to lie, that's kind of hectic because it is a lot of the other person, because usually at least one person might be, you know, going out to work or, you know, you have other things that you're doing. But during this lockdown, if it's just you and your partner, yeah, I do think that you do have to take that extra effort to really make things interesting. And one thing I heard from a friend of mine that's still married now, actually, she's been married for quite a long time, like a good like 10 years. She's one of those people who got married young. What she does is every Saturday morning, she wakes up her husband, or he'll wake her up, they switch, and they always wake each other up in a different way. So they find an interesting way, you know, quote unquote, to wake the other person up.
Wow.
I think though, that's such a great idea. It's just a little thing you can do that just makes things... It makes things a little more spicy, you know, whether you want to, you know, again, whether you want to hit up Amazon, grab one,
you know,
things, wow, you know, what you guys are into, or just like switching things up from the norm. And also just finding other things to do together that are not even about that, but just like around the house, just like, you know, playing Scrabble, you know, busting a taboo, doing a Twister, you know, just finding ways to kind of make it a little bit interesting, a little bit different. Is a good way to spice things up.
And I guess it can also reconnect you as well, right? Like, I mean, now you really, really get to know this person. You know them already, but now they're in your face 24/7.
Yes. So
even playing games is fun too.
Yeah, and I was going to say one other thing too, is that it is a time where you guys are going to have those times where you guys are going to even get on each other's nerves to a certain degree, but like those are good opportunities too to just delve into possible issues that you guys never had the chance to talk about before, or to just like to really have those deep conversations because you have the time to do it. But I think it's just doing it in the right way, not doing it in a way that's going to ruin your quarantine, you know?
How would you do that? Because that is tricky. That is hard. What would you suggest? Like if someone wanted, if they felt that they had issues and now you do have the time, because that could be really explosive, right?
Oh yeah, 110%. And I think, you know what, that's going to depend on the person you're with as well. Because sometimes some people, no matter how you say something, they're going to explode because that's just the way that person is. Right. So if you are with, you know, assuming you're with a person that is, you know, has a certain level of emotional maturity, then I think that really it's just about not attacking that person, but saying, you know, I have been feeling like this, right?
Yeah.
How are you feeling, you know? So after you saying the things that you know want or you need or you wish were different, then also giving that person an opportunity to share what they want or need or feel like, you know, could be done differently. Because I think often with guys, because they keep a lot of things in, they feel like women are just always like blah 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 blah, you know, always complaining about something. But so I think giving them a chance to actually to show them that you actually care about their opinion as well is like somewhat refreshing to them, and probably also might diffuse some of the anger they could potentially feel due to you, you know, calling them out about certain issues. But I think also it's in your delivery. Don't do it in a way like, well, you know, I have not been liking... To approach it in the right way, you know?
Exactly.
I've been feeling like da 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 da, a normal voice, not argumentative, not directed at them. But so what I just say is don't it's not you against the person. It's you and your partner against the issue, the problem.
So what would you suggest, like, or how can, like, it's couples that don't live together and they can't see each other? Like, I mean, maybe they're, let's see, either not saying they live far, or maybe they're just new to the relationship, but they're not quarantined together. How can they keep it spicy? How can they keep dating? What can they do?
Oh, girl, I think video chat is going to be their best friend. I think those, like these Zoom calls, you know, if you want to throw it back, some Skype, FaceTime, the WhatsApp, you know, video call. I think those are going to be some ways that they can at least feel that interaction, be able to see one another. And then I think you can also do little things just to show you care. Like, you know, if you know this person's working still during the quarantine, dropping some food off, you know, you don't have to actually see them, drop it on their porch, drop it in front of their door, say, you know, open your door, I have some food for you, you know, just that's doing fun, little things to show that you still care, and little things to show that, even though you're not there with them in person, that you're that you still are there with them in a sense, and that your mind is on them and on their well-being.
After getting the information about how to date during the time of COVID, I thought to ask Dani how she became a dating coach.
How did you become a dating coach?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I ain't even gonna lie. The risk of making myself sound a witch, in my younger years, I would say I've dated quite a bit. The guys, I went through my phase where I liked the real bad boys, like type on house arrest, and then I liked the ones
that is so funny. That is so funny.
I liked the basketball players. And I liked the, you know, I've gone through all the phases and trying to talk to the different people, even trying to talk to the quote unquote nice guy, because, you know, maybe the reason I'm having bad luck is because I'm always going for, you know, these popular or these bad boy types. So I've even tried that. So just really navigating through that and just having a lot of experience in that aspect. And then also on the flip side, having the experience of having a very long-term relationship, which then turned into a marriage, and then also going through the divorce process as well, I feel like is really, for my age, given me a lot of experience in that area. And really knowing what works and kind of what doesn't, at least for myself, right? Which I can then always offer, you know, the thing is, when people say they're a relationship coach or a relationship expert, right? What it really is it's helping you to have a positive self-image about yourself so you can set your own boundaries and expectations and then have the confidence to be able to stick to those. Because really and truly, what I expect or what I need might not be what another female needs.
True.
Or expects.
True. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think that's why I say it's about the individual and figuring out yourself, and then you're able to find another person that is complementary to you.
I think what you said, actually, I like what you said about you dated a lot. And I think it's such, it's a good idea, because like you said, you know now what you want, what you're going to tolerate, what you're not going to tolerate. You know what I mean? So I like, I know we kind of joked about it, like you're saying you dated a lot, but that's good experience.
Yeah, but you know what? It's funny because dating a lot also comes with that like negative stigma. You know what I mean? I remember high school rumor about me having slept with some guy when at that time I was still a virgin. You know what I mean? Because I was the type who was very chatty, always talked to a lot of guys, had guy friends, you know. I think that often when you do date a lot, you do get a label of being like, you know, that kind of girl. But I really wouldn't change anything or change the experiences I have, because I feel like, obviously, while I'm not saying now that every relationship going forward that I have is going to be perfect, but I think I'm a little bit better able to make better decisions. And even if the decision is no longer being with that person, I'm able to make the best decision for myself.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. There's such a double standard with the dating thing, right? I mean, like, if a woman dates a lot, I mean, like, and the thing is that, because I didn't date a lot. So when you say you did, I'm like, I think that's better because you have a wider perspective. You know what I mean? I mean, I dated, but I mean, like, not a lot. Even right now, I'm single. I'm like when it comes to flirting, I cannot flirt. Like, that's the next thing for me. I want someone to teach me how to flirt, because I ain't got no game when it comes to that. Like, I'm like, I like you. And that's it.
Stop this. You know what?
I can't do anything other than that. It's sad, but true.
No, but you know what, though? A lot of people have that issue. Like, with the flirting, I can say for me, I don't have that issue. But I was going to say that actually goes into one of my, like, recent videos on my channel. Sorry, which I didn't even mention. My channel is actually Dani Chang on YouTube. So D-A-N-I-C-H-A-N-G-G, so double G. Just search that on YouTube. And I actually have one video about flirting.
I think I watched it. And I realized
the boss.
I watched it because I was thinking I need some help, because I watched it actually. I watched the episode. I think it was the episode, because I know you were talking about play up like the thing, your assets, things that you like. I think that could have been the same episode.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's true, because I never do that. Not once in my life have I ever done that. Maybe once actually I've done that.
Girl, so I'm gonna do a little counseling right now. What would you say are your assets?
Oh God, don't do this to me.
Or even what?
Like, physically or just not? Like,
you know what? It could be, okay, well, you know what? Since we're talking about the whole flirting game, let's give me one, at least one physical, but you could have one, you know, just asset in terms of your personality and things like that as well.
Okay, so, what I've been told, I guess I like, I guess they would say smile in my eyes. And then for non-physical, I guess I would hope my personality. I would hope that it was like, they like my personality, but they would have to get to know me to get to know my personality.
Okay. So you're one of those people who it takes a while for you to open up.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm definitely that girl. It takes a lot for me to like feel comfortable. And so, yeah, that's definitely my downfall. Defense mechanism.
Yeah, I was gonna say that, yeah, don't consider it necessarily a downfall. Everyone's different. But yeah, and it's so funny you say that because I'm literally the opposite. Like, I'm just like, blah, like, this is everything.
You're so lucky, man. Honestly, I wish I were more like that. I mean, I guess I can change. That's true. I can always alter it.
I was going to say, yeah. And that's the thing too. I was going to say that too. If you do notice something, like just going back to when we were talking about relationships, if you do notice something about yourself that has been continually detrimental to your relationships, then that's something you're going to have to think about whether or not you need to change. Like things like even a girl that's really on marriage, right? Mm-hmm. I think personally, when you're a young girl, that's going to run a lot of guys away. But I think as a big woman, if that runs a guy away, then do you even want that guy?
True. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah. It really depends. Like it depends. But I think if you notice like something is really having negative effects on most of your relationships, then you probably need to change it. But if
not. No, it's true. I think you're right. Cause you even like what you were saying in the podcast, you were saying like, this is a good time for you to think about yourself, like a relationship, not just with another person, but with yourself. So that's so true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like
you really have to think of like, what can I, like, what am I, can or am I willing to change it? When am I not? Because you know what? If you think about it, I'm sure we all can think of one girl that you're like, or a guy, how are they married? Because the thing is, but it just kind of shows you again, though, that there's someone for everybody.
That's okay. That's so true. I love that you said it because that is the truth. That is the truth. There's someone for everyone. I totally believe in that.
And I think this is also mention, because I noticed during the whole video when you do smile, you have a very pretty smile. I think just like one suggestion for you is just when you go out and you're around guys and people that you know you might be interested in, mm-hmm. just be how you are right now. Just laugh, just smile. No, because honestly, just a girl that smiles to a guy is a big deal. Because a lot of girls nowadays have that, you know,
yeah,
face. So you know, just having that bright, positive, you know, personality will definitely draw guys.
Okay, that's so sweet. I'm literally blushing right now because it's true. I am going to baby step this. I will be more okay when lockdown is over.
Yes, girl. Even just smiling at a guy, like, that makes his like day. Like honestly, I truly believe, because I even have been out with people where I can even think maybe like this girl is either, you know, just as, you know, good looking as me or better looking, and like, you know, what I would think society standards would say. But if I'm just laughing and smiling and things like that, I will be approached more, because a lot of guys are scared of approaching. So it's really just, I think just showing that you have a positive attitude, smiling, it's such easy things, I think, that can really improve your success.
Because you kind of mentioned online dating before, and I actually did it a couple of years ago. I can't even remember how long ago. It was unsuccessful for me. And the reason why, my mind was not in it. I just went in there with the worst attitude ever. I went in there thinking, I'm not going to find anyone. I don't like this. Never checked my account. Never. And actually, this guy did, he was quite angry with me because I never responded to his messages. Because I would go like once a week to check it out. And I realized I was so not into it. I just didn't want to do it. Because I'm like, I like going out. I'm an outgoing person. I want to get the vibe in person. So I had the worst attitude going in there. And then obviously it failed for me. But I think, I'm not saying I want to do it right yet. But I mean, maybe that's something to think about. It's all with your mindset with dating as well. Are you ready for this? Do you want to do it?
Girl, I think everything is about mindset. The same way when we want a new job, we don't just think, oh, the new job is going to find me. Like, you have to be putting out those vibes that you want a new job. You need to be telling people you know that are in industries you want to be in. You need to be putting out resumes. You need to be doing your part. So why do people think that dating is any different? I think that anything you want, you have to be intentional, you know? And a lot of people, you know, might have different views on that. But I do truly believe that. I believe that when you're putting out that vibe that, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm like not like a desperate vibe, but like, I'm open, you know,
yeah.
to looking for someone. That that also helps. If you have a closed off fiber, you're, you know, you're annoyed, I don't want to do this, blah, 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 it ain't gonna work. Yeah. It ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I only tried the dating sites for a month, and I'll be honest, none of those guys ended up being my boyfriend. Like, my boyfriend ended afterwards. But
wow, that's interesting.
Nice guys. Like, I wouldn't say it was a bad experience. Like, if I was still single, I would probably still be on. I probably would just pick one to stay on, because being on three is just too much maintenance, high maintenance, doing yeah. it. Like, you know?
Yeah.
But I'd probably just pick Bumble. I found that I liked Bumble and the selection that was. Now, what I think too is, girls, don't waste your time talking to a guy for super long if he's avoiding meeting up with you. That's an indication he has something to hide, in my opinion.
Okay. No, that's good. That's good to know. That's good to know.
So I think that, like, after you talk to him for a while and you do want to meet, make sure it's a safe, open space in a public area, but then meet, because if you guys don't have that vibe in person, you know, you don't want to, you also don't want to be wasting your time as well, because you have other things in your life that are valuable that you need to do, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Right. So thanks for all these tips and the information. Thanks a lot. This helped me as well as the people that are listening to the show. So thank you so much. Honestly, do you want to give us your handles again, like, so we can contact you if you have some questions?
So once again, it's Danny Chang. I'm a relationship YouTuber, and it's DanichangGG. And yeah, just check out the videos. If you like, please do, you know, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. And I'm also Danny Chang on Instagram as well.
Perfect. Okay, great. So thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for inviting me on your platform. I think it's really great what you're doing and your podcast. And, you know, I hope that you continue and that, you know, continues being successful. And I look forward to hearing this podcast and many more to come.
Thanks again to Danny Chang for sharing some great tips on how to start dating as well as maintain your new and long-term relationship. I also got to give her some love for helping with my dating game. Thanks, girl. To listen and subscribe to this podcast, you can do so on Spotify and iTunes. You can also listen to the podcast on my blog, which is wordswithmichelle.com. If you'd like to comment or give me some feedback, please feel free to email me at michelle@wordswithmichelle.com. Until next time, bye.